This is an Oi Chicago podcast. Oi Chicago is a special project of JUF that gives a voice and visibility to local Jewish young adults.
On June 3rd, 2015, Oi Chicago hosted Oi Let Me Tell You, a live Jewish storytelling event featuring young Jewish adults reading stories inspired by summer memories. This is a story from Jeremy Owens. Jeremy is the creator of the live lit show, You're Being Ridiculous. He is also a contributing writer to Oi Chicago and JUF News.
If you're any good at being married, and let's face it, I am, then you know a thing or seven about the high art of negotiation. When you first start dating someone, it's simple. You're bargaining mostly with yourself. I'll wear this underwear. I'll call back in 48 hours. I won't poo at his apartment. Once you're in really deep with someone, the challenges become a little more nuanced. It's a slippery slope from will it be Mexican or Greek for dinner to if you give me a foot massage, you can put it in my mouth. What can I say? Relationships are complicated and require a special kind of diplomacy. I decided we were gonna get a dog. I do things like that. I occasionally decide. We're vegan. We don't watch TV on Sundays before 5 p.m. We hate Angelina Jolie. They're really more like proclamations. I'm swift and definitive. Decision-making within my relationship is both my superpower and my fatal flaw. My decisions rarely make any sense and are mostly designed to keep my husband on his toes. I had no real reason for deciding that we would be dog owners. Andy had not said that he wanted a dog, and I had never experienced successful pet ownership. I grew up on a farm. All of the dogs I had growing up were run over by tractors. Hundreds of cats were smashed by cars. The guinea pigs, they froze to death in the garage along with the rabbits. And if I had a dollar for every goldfish I flushed on a toilet, I could pay off my student loans. The odds were definitely not in our favor, but c'est la vie. I like to slowly ease my obsessions, decisions, into our life. I don't want to suffocate my husband with new choices. I'd rather slowly drown him in them before he realizes what's happening. I should probably seek professional help. I started by randomly taking the wrong turn at Target so that we would end up in the pet aisle while shopping for mini doggy tutus. I progressed to pointing out dogs everywhere we went. Oh, look, a Labradoodle. Then came my accidental obsession with Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer. Andy wasn't taking the bait, so I stepped up my game with a weekly email campaign. I'd attach random pictures of dogs to emails, or I'd send him links to Wikipedia pages for different dog breeds. This is where my push began to get real concrete responses, and I knew that I had it. We can't get a Jack Russell because this says that they're an energetic breed and relies on a heavy amount of exercise and stimulation, and you know that we're lazy. He was right, of course. We aren't very active. But where do you find a dog whose favorite activity is watching the Gilmore Girls for hours on end? At this point, I was so exhausted by my insanity that I could have given up and settled for a pet rock, but I was in too deep. Instead, I focused my research. Like every good homo with a fondness for stereotypes, I turned to reruns of Sex and the City. When Charlotte found her dog, Elizabeth Taylor, I discovered the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. Wikipedia describes Cavaliers as being excellent lap dogs for medical patients and the elderly. Perfect. A dog for people with bed sores. I have found our match. There was no way Andy could object to this description. Mission accomplished. Well, except for the bar where now I had to actually find one of these little suckers. You see, Cavalier King Charles Spaniels aren't everywhere. They're a fancy, candy-ass, gay man's dog. You can't pop down to the ASPCA and pick one up. You gotta work for that shit. So I scoured the internet. I joined chat rooms, listservs, email associations, neighborhood watches, and bizarre dog clubs. I shook every tree I could find, stopping just this side of calling up Betty White. My work eventually led us to a stranger's front porch. He stood there for a moment, dumbfounded. My mind ran its usual unending stream of attack ads. Should we be here? We don't own so much as a house plant. This dog's gonna be dead in a week. Oh my God, this is happening. You know we're going home with a dog. Shopping for dogs isn't like shopping for pants. There's always a dog that fits. I reached out my hand to ring the doorbell, and Schomburg's answer to Michelle Duggar threw open the door before we could even take in a breath. We all froze. I sometimes forget that suburban Chicago and rural Arkansas are about one white sheet away from being the exact same place. This must be what it feels like to use eHarmony. Michelle was not expecting dueling Liberace's on her doorstep, which is fine since I wasn't expecting her 80s perm in 2009. I watched as the burning crosses in her eyes melted into dollar signs and she relaxed. We were here to buy a dog. We weren't gonna force anyone to watch RuPaul's Drag Race or have a good time. We were motioned into the house and introduced to the two remaining puppies. This is going to be a lot harder than I thought. How do you choose one over the other? My mind turned to Sophie's Choice. Sir, I cannot choose! I cannot choose! I made a mental note to turn off my inner Scarlett O'Hara and to put my personality on the DL. Andy and I took turns playing with each of the dogs, trying to figure out what to do. I mean, how do you shop for a dog? We certainly had no idea. There was a silly lesson from a 10-year-old on how to train a dog and more small talk than I care to remember. Somewhere in the middle of Michelle's ridiculous list of what she thought we should name our dog, Popcorn was her number one choice, by the way, I realized that I had miraculously been gifted the right partner. I had gone catatonic the moment we entered the room, and my husband had turned into the world's most charming person. He was performing a Broadway musical for the Duggars in an effort to prove us dog-worthy, while I did my best impersonation of Helen Keller. That's how he works. He picks up where my crazy leaves off. I had worked so hard on making him believe that we needed a dog, and now here he was making it happen. Love shows up in the strangest places. Spoiler alert, unlike Meryl, we chose the girl. The thought of a dog throwing up his leg and marking every inch of our tiny apartment was what finally got us out of Schomburg. Who knew a squatting piss machine would be just as pleasant? The next several days were full of cursing my name while mopping up urine and picking up poop from every surface in our home. That's the price of parenthood, I suppose. I was scrubbing the kitchen floor and nearly asphyxiated on Clorox fumes when I realized that our dog needed a name. I have no idea how you people name your babies. I've never felt so much pressure in all my life. All I knew is I wanted to name our dog after a celebrity so I could say things like, Hugh Jackman will not stop licking my face. Or my personal favorite, Oprah Winfrey took a huge dump at the park today. Disgusting. We went through all the Golden Girls in the cast of every movie you've ever seen. It was a commercial for Beneva that finally got us to the finish line. Seriously, who doesn't want to spend their life with Sally Field? Not anybody that I want. I'm not someone who grew up dreaming of children. I didn't have a list of my favorite names that I would scribble on the back of notebooks. I didn't picture myself playing catch or dress up with a miniature version of myself. I was pretty sure that being gay meant that I was banned from all of that. Anyway, that's what I used to believe. Now I find myself waking up in the middle of the night to make sure Sally is still breathing or driving across country for vacation so that she can come along. Just last summer, I was standing with my husband in DC watching the 4th of July fireworks with Sally safely crated in our hotel room, and all I could think was, what would Sally think of all of this? I've become one of those crazy dog people. At least that's what you might be thinking. Whatever. Having and finding Sally has taught me that I am in charge of building my family and deciding what that looks like. Families come in all shapes and colors and sizes. Mine happens to have two dudes and an Oscar-winning doll. You can build your own however you like. That's something that each of us has to negotiate. Those early days of poop on the floor seem like a lifetime ago. My days are now filled with the pitter-patter of little doggy feet, and I wouldn't change a thing. I can't imagine our life without Sally Field. That's not something that I expected. The older I get, the more I understand that the best things in life aren't. Thank you.
You've been listening to an Oi Chicago podcast. For more podcasts and info, visit us at oichicago.com.